I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on word that ceasefire negotiations have resumed to end the fighting between Hamas and Israel and get captives on both sides released.
Hamas political official Bassem Naim says negotiators are back at work trying to end the fighting and get hostages from Gaza and Palestinian prisoners released.
I think it is not a big challenge.
He says they're hopeful with Donald Trump taking office next month, that would be a catalyst for progress.
Stated that he is going to stop all wars.
Qatar suspended ceasefire negotiations last month with frustration over a lack of progress. I'm Jackie Quinn.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on a rare call between the top American and Russian military officers.
Russia's defense ministry says General Staff Chief Valery Gerasimov called Joint Chiefs Chairman C.Q. Brown last week to give advance warning of Russian naval drills in the Mediterranean. The ministry says it was intended to prevent possible incidents, given U.S. and NATO warships in the vicinity. It was the first call between the two generals since Brown became chairman 14 months ago. The Pentagon says they also discussed the Ukraine war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Korea's governing party chief is showing support for suspending the constitutional powers of President Yoon Suk-yeol for imposing martial law and a bombshell reversal that makes Yoon's impeachment more likely. People Power Party leader Hang Dong-hoon said he had received intelligence that Yoon had ordered the arrest of unspecified politicians based on accusations of anti-state activities during martial law. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Syrian insurgents have swept into the central city of Hama after days of intense clashes with government forces. The Syrian army said Thursday it had withdrawn from Hama after insurgents broke through its defenses. It is yet another setback for President Bashar Assad, only days after losing control of Syria's largest city, Aleppo. The Syrian army said it redeployed from Hama and took positions outside the city to protect civilians. The stunning week-long offensive appears likely to continue, with the insurgents setting their sights on the central city of Homs. It is a gateway to the capital of Damascus. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports New York police have released new photos as they search for the gunman who killed the UnitedHealthcare CEO.
New York police have released photos of the person of interest wanted in connection with the ambush killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Bryant Thompson. The images showing an unmasked man in the lobby of a Manhattan hostel add to a collection of photos and video that have circulated since the shooting, including footage of the attack itself, as well as still frames of the suspected gunman stopping at a Starbucks beforehand. Investigators recovered ammunition emblazoned with the words deny, defend, and depose, echoing a phrase used by lawyers and insurance industry critics. Members of the public have flooded police with tips, many unfounded. I'm Norman Hall.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports U.S. President Joe Biden is considering issuing preemptive pardons.
The AP's learned President Biden's weighing whether to issue pardons for officials and allies the White House fears could be unjustly targeted by the new Trump administration. Two people familiar with the matter say deliberations have largely been among White House lawyers, but Biden himself has discussed the topic with senior aides. The preemptive move would be a novel and risky use of presidential power. Pardons are historically afforded to those accused of specific crimes, usually those already convicted. Recipients could include Dr. Anthony Fauci, the infectious disease specialist instrumental in combating the coronavirus pandemic, who's become a pariah to conservatives angry about mask mandates and vaccines. Ben Thomas, Washington.
NASA has announced more delays in sending astronauts back to the moon more than 50 years after Apollo. The administrator, Bill Nelson, said Thursday that the next mission in the Artemis program is now targeted for April of 2026. The lunar fly-around with four astronauts had been planned for September of 2025. Officials said the investigation into heat shield damage from the capsule's initial test flight 2 years ago took time, and other spacecraft improvements are still needed. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.